Welcome to 4th Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about the stages we face in parenting and the challenges and opportunities each presents. And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
The stages of parenting are just a great thing to spend time in discussion and observation. Mm-hmm. I remember I read a book once about the stages of life. And as I read it, I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm kind of in the middle of all this. And I never thought about it. And it's not hard and fast things. You know, it's like they're just different phases that we go through. And we'd like to introduce four today and talk about them as it relates to parenting. Now, we have experienced all four of these. I think when I wrote it, we had not experienced completely the last two. So, I've really gained some insight into this whole process. But the idea of parenting and being, satisfied with the parenting process is never going to be perfect. And you'll always have things that you want to do differently. But you want to be circumspect as you look at how you parented and what God wanted you to accomplish and how God showed up in your relationship with
and
your children.
Being willing to make some quick shifts in the middle of it when you realize, this is not right. This is not a strong direction to go.
Stage one is introduction and response to parent present responsibility. And what that means is, say, you know, your views of life, your views of God have a lot to do with how you were treated by your parents. And we divide this down into three different areas: acceptance, affection, and discipline, because those are the components, those are the ingredients that a strong home is going to provide for their children: acceptance, affection, and discipline.
Mm-hmm. And the kids at that point in their very young ages are wanting to know, what do my parents want from me?
You're right. Absolutely.
So it will help your efforts with your kids if you have already acknowledged what your go-to reaction is. And I say that because, do you easily lean toward being critical rather than showing acceptance? Because that means that's what you're going to have to work on. Or instead of showing affection, do you find that you under-communicate? You're going to have to learn to communicate now with your kids. Or do you assume your kids know that you care about them? And do you find yourself being a sharp disciplinarian and shut down your kids? Or do you go the other way and really have no idea how to teach your child how to sit down for meals and not throw tantrums? You know, consequently, when you go that direction, you're generally exhausted and slightly embarrassed.
Well, family life is very fluid. Mm-hmm. And so it's, and when we are talking about these stages of parenting, you're never static at any point. So you're always learning,
right.
You're always experimenting, and you're talking, hopefully, and communicating, because you know, in this stage, you and I had different perspectives on what kind of what kind of atmosphere we were going to have in our home. And you never challenged me in front of the kids, nor did I with you.
Not more than once.
And then we would talk about it, apart from, whatever the drama was at the moment. And we worked that out. And you brought a nurturer's perspective in. I brought in a protector's perspective. And together, we found the ingredients and a combination that made that work for us so that our kids felt acceptance, affection, and also understood discipline.
Yeah, the best way for your child to know what you want from them and to begin to learn what God may want from them, because that's the whole purpose of this, is for them to straight up believe they're accepted.
Absolutely.
To know without a doubt that they're genuinely and deeply loved and that they know where the lines of acceptable behavior lie. It's important to them to feel safe.
It's a relief.
When they know where their fence is, so to speak, they'll play happily inside all that big space. It's when they don't know where their fence is that they're always pushing, trying to figure out, are you going to tell me where the edges are? Are you going to show me where it's safe?
Yeah, which is where the word naughty comes from. You know, when people live out there and are jumping back and forth over the fences, it's just not good for them. So the first stage of parenting is introduction and response to parent present responsibility. And here a child, and we were asking this when we were young, what do my parents want from me? And as I answer that question, that has a lot to do with my filters on how I look at the rest of the world when I head off to school or I get to the different grades or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The second area is self-discipline. So you've got parent present responsibility, where we are providing a disciplined environment and filled with acceptance and affection. Then you have the awareness of omnipresent authority. And this is huge, because this is a big part of what parents, it's one thing to provide structure for your kids. It's totally another for them to understand the reason why.
Right. This is kind of the stage where you see your kids mimicking your statements of your values, or just mimicking how things that you say and how you live. They might say something like, oh, that drives me nuts. Or they might copy something that you say in the car, you know, if you have road rage, or just all those kinds of things. Or I just love this. They've probably had plenty of chances to steal money from your billfold, not return change when they should, lie about things. Hopefully,
too much screen time away from your face.
Yeah, hopefully you're beginning to see the evidence, though, too, of thoughtfulness and their character developing and deepening and learning to choose the right courses of action. But it's definitely the beginning of them seeing how they're separate people from you and from me, but not to the point of deciding exclusively what they want from life. It's still very tied into you as parents.
Absolutely. And, you know, things are shifting here into the idea of building internal character, mm-hmm. so that as they make decisions, they can be in the environment of parents that are kind of watching them like hawks and helping guide them through. Because if character is growing and kids learn how to, you know, do value resolution in whatever that might be, whether mm-hmm. you talked about stealing money or whatever the circumstance might be, that results in knowledge. And the more knowledge we equip our children with to prepare them for life, well, the better chance they have at succeeding relationally with others.
Right. Just the opportunities, kind of young or youthful opportunities that are put in front of them that give them a chance to grow and begin to mature. You're starting to watch them and actually help prepare them to get ready for high school and making some more decisions that are entirely on their own.
Stages one and two in the stages of parenting relate to the question, what do my parents want from me? Then, curiously, somewhere in there, you know, puberty's a part of it, age
yeah,
is a part of it,
absolutely.
Peers are a part of it. You move into the third stage of parenting, which is integration to independent responsibility before omnipresent authority. So there's a process here. We're trying to make our kids aware of our authority, then of God's authority. And now it's time to take independent responsibility for their own understanding mm-hmm. of who God is and what their life is supposed to
and
look like.
Oh boy, you may have to hang on for the ride now, because in this stage of figuring out exactly what they believe apart from you, it can really get rocky. They may be really testing what they believe or what they've been taught and why and how much and how deeply do I think all this stuff. And I speak this from what I've learned, not because I was good at it, but I realized at some point my best line of offense on this was to pray. I wasn't victorious in this when I was going through it, but I know that it's the right thing. I learned that I should have asked God more often to put them in gentle or protected situations that would best make them grow. I needed to ask for his protection, ask him for insight, for the right times to talk and the times to be silently patient, ask for the right teachers and friends for them. You know, it was really easy for me, and I think it's easy for parents to want to orchestrate or lecture this into our kids' lives. But it's much more effective when you determine that you want to be in agreement with what God is doing in their lives.
Absolutely. And this is this time, you know, our kids are deciding what their firsthand morality is going to be, because they've moved beyond mm-hmm. just the protective environment of the home, and they moved out where, you know, what they do impacts them. And the other thing that I put here is person adjustments. They're starting to ask themselves the question, what do I want from me? It's always been about what do my parents want, you know, from me, but now it's what do I want from me? And developing a firsthand personal morality, you know, what, you know, mm-hmm. what are my standards going to be for me personally, as well as how do I adjust to being impacted by different kinds of people and different kinds of situations. This is huge as we try to understand where God fits into our lives.
Mm-hmm. And this is a stage too where God starts to bring messages to them through other people. Not that he hasn't always been doing that, but much more. I can remember one time our daughter, she had a grandpa figure who gave her lots of kudos and acceptance. And one day she mentioned that she might quit college. And he was really straightforward with her and just gave her what for on that idea. I could see her back straighten a little bit and her mouth get set. And I knew she was a little hot under the collar. And later, I asked her if she was only willing to receive nice comments from him, or was she willing to hear difficult ones also? It was a good moment for us both, because I think there are times that coaches and teachers have things to say to our kids during this period, and we want to protect them too much because we want to kill the messenger. And really, we need to see if there's a message in there that God's trying to give our kids.
Well, when children are young, as they go through those first couple of stages, they're becoming aware of themselves, of God. We're in the middle of it. Then they begin the process, like we just talked about independent responsibility for omnipresent authority. Here's the reward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though it's tough because letting go is accelerating and peer pressure has increased exponentially. I mean, how many times have you had that thrown in your face mm-hmm. about your friends? And that's not what happens with my friends. Well, that's what happens here. I can just hear it going through my mind and through our experiences. This is really a rewarding stage. Complete independent responsibility before omnipresent authority. And this is where a child grows into an adult and they experience Christian and personal maturity. And sometimes that happens early and sometimes that happens late.
Mm-hmm.
And our
mm-hmm.
job during that process, as our children are asking the question, what does God want from me? We need to pray that God would deliver them through the process, because it is not easy launching into an adult into adulthood with your heart intact.
Yeah, hopefully they're really beginning to see and make the transition to not only what they want, but what does God want from me? And really, it's the same question that we're asking of ourselves as adults.
First two stages of parenting, what do my parents want from me? Then it moves into, what do I want from me? And if the process is complete, then the mm-hmm. big question is, what does God want from me? And I'm not just talking about what are his standards.
Right.
I'm talking about interactively, what does God want from me? And a parent that succeeds in the stages of parenting doesn't necessarily get their child to the point where they're going to be a complete monetary and social success in life. You want them to have internal and heart success. And that is just the blessing of being a mom, a blessing of being a dad, and watching your kids experience that in life.
The hope that you have for your kids, all of that should be really put at the feet of Jesus from early on, because we have incredible hopes that we may not have even voiced or articulated or even said to ourselves. But if we can put those at the feet of Jesus and just pray about those through their entire lives, just like you said, our goal for our kids is not to make money, not to be popular, but it's to be who Jesus wants them to be to the people around them, to be a light, to be somebody that just cares about them and draws them to Jesus.
True success. You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Forstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forthstream.com and click on the radio button.
And together we are finding hope at forthstream.com.